This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Senate Finance Committee met Wednesday evening, first to consider the bill giving the Attorney General his own budget. AG Jeff Landry told lawmakers,
"The power of the purse to spend money is predicated solely on y'all shoulders."
But committee members had some questions about BP settlement dollars the AG had recently received, money the Joint Budget Committee had authorized for the Coastal Fund. Barry Ducey with the Division of Administration.
Instead, the Treasurer's Office transferred it directly to the Attorney General's Office as opposed to Coastal.
Senator Jim Fannin, former House Appropriations Chair.
I'm still trying to figure out where the Treasurer got the authority. I mean, I thought it was to all go to Coastal.
Attorney General Jeff Landry.
Under the settlement document and under statutory authority, we command those dollars.
The legislature has the authority through joint budget process.
I agree with that.
Anytime that we're not in session.
I will take full responsibility for directing the Treasurer to move that $7 million, Senator.
That's a joint budget. And you have the authority as an agent to come back.
I will take whatever licking you want to give to me, sir.
I'm not trying to give anybody licking. I'm protecting the institution.
Me too.
Lawyers with the AG's office, the Treasurer, and the Coastal Authority each argued they were in the right. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Eric LaFleur was furious.
Y'all can do what you want. You can go cite all your law. But when the Joint Budget Committee meets and they tell you how they want it done, I would suspect that y'all would try to at least follow that.
And now it doesn't look like the AG will end up with his own budget after all. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.